There were over 2,000 people who attended the protest through the Twin Towns, and I think the least that could have been expected was for the minister to come and answer the questions that were asked at the meeting. The concerns of voters must be listened to, particularly at election time. And the greatest concern is that if this goes past the election and if the decision to close these hospitals isn't reversed before the election, that the government that forms will have free rein to do as they please. And so it's urgently necessary now for the minister to answer the questions and to have this decision overturned.
Even though he didn't turn up to Saturday's protest, you are calling on him for an explanation and an update in relation to the long-stay residential care within the facilities.
Yes, I think the worst thing that could happen in this situation is that the minister's allowed to go underground on the issue and hide away from what is a major bone of contention for a huge number of voters. So we have to keep this in the public eye and keep it very relevant in the run-up to the election to apply maximum pressure to the person, the only person in this county who can reverse the decision, really, who is the minister, Joe McHugh.